Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Pei Beis. Chulin Pei Beis, just one scheduling note. I do not think there'll be a shir Sunday morning online. Just don't see if, I mean, there's a chance. There's a chance one could check on it, but I don't think there'll be a shir for Sunday. Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up Be'ez Hashem on Monday. I would love to give it Sunday, but because it's Kisi Adam, it's getting the next parak, but we'll see. We'll see if, what time allows, but as of now, I don't think Sunday will be an option. But Be'ez Hashem, if not, we'll pick up on Monday. But feel free to check. Okay, so we are Daf Pei Beis. So let's go to Pei Aleph Amud Beis. We will start with the third to last line. So what was the Gemara just talking about? The Mishnah quoted the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan about shchita she'ena ru'uya. Rabbi Shimon holds that shchita she'ena ru'uya is lav shma shchita for all types of halachas, for all areas of halacha. It comes up here by Osav Espino. It comes up by tficho mechira. It comes up by other aspects all over Shas. The shita of Rabbi Shimon comes up, but he is one of the main sources, the Mishnah. Shchita she'ena ru'uya is lav shma shchita according to him, and therefore all these cases, in the cases of shchita, what does shchita she'ena ru'uya mean? Pashtus, shchita which doesn't lead to a heter shchita. According to Reb Shimon, a heter achila. Heter achila, right? It's interesting. Reb Shimon must think that there, for the full definition of shchita, it's definitional to shchita to bring about a heter achila, and if you don't have a heter achila, that makes the shchita deficient. So we, the Rabbanan, don't hold that way. The Rabbanan say that even if there is no heter achila, the shechita is fine. Right? After all, what's Rav Shimon going to answer to the fact that we know a shechita does accomplish matar midei nevela? Right? So we know a shechita does accomplish even if without the heter achila. But Rav Shimon might say that's nevela, and this is achila, and there's two different things. One's for tumantara, one's for isra heter. Interesting machlokas to think about relating to the idea of shechita she'ena ru'uya. Okay, so Rav Shimon holds that on all these cases of shor haniskal, egla arufa, paras chatas, in all these cases, that it is a shechita she'ena ru'uya, while the Rabbanan say it is okay. Just one ha'ara, it doesn't really come up right here, but it comes up in many other places in Shas where this machlokas comes up, and that is by shor haniskal. Shor haniskal, the pashas, Rov Rishonim assumed that shor haniskal is nasar michayim. Right, and that's why there's a chiddush here. It's nasa b'chaim, right? When there's a gemara din that you have to kill this animal, it's aser b'hana. And the chiddush is that even if you shecht it, that it's still aser b'hana, and therefore one is not going to call that a shechita haru'uya. Shechita of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted all over Bali Tosfos, whenever the sugi comes up, in Kiddushin, where you're trying to be married with Shor HaNiskal, or other cases, Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's only nasa la'achar misa. So how does he work out all of these gemaras? That's a big shaila. It's a big shaila, just to be aware again of that shita that has come up in the past, that is related to shor haniskal. But now we're going to talk about a different one of the ones on the list, and that is paras chatas, paraduma. Third to last line. Uparas chatas shchita she'ena ru'uya, paraduma. If you shech the paraduma is shchita she'ena ru'uya, it's not a shchita that is ra'uy, says the Gemara. Why is it a ruya, by the way? Paraduma is supposed to be shechted. Right? You have all the other ones that are not supposed to be shechted. Eglar Rufa, you break the back of its neck. Shor HaNiskal is supposed to be stoned. Right? What about paraduma is supposed to be? But still, you don't eat it. You burn it. You burn it on Har HaZeisim. But it's not something that you are supposed to eat. Right? Well, do you have any other item that you're supposed to shecht? Well, carbonola. Carbonola, you're supposed to shecht and you don't eat it either. That's what the Gemara mentioned yesterday on top. So this is in the Beis HaMikdash, it's on Har HaZeisim, but again, if you shecht it, so then it does not lead to achila, and therefore, the Mishnah assumed it is shechita she'ena ru'uya. So ask the Gemara, is that really true? Uparas chata shechita she'ena ru'uya? He questioned Kama. Is paraduma really a shechita she'ena ru'uya? Vatanya, but we learned, Reb Shimon Omer, para mitama tumas ochlin. A paraduma is metame tumas ochlin. Right? It's considered a food in order to then give off tuma. Those who listen to the mitzvah shir, Baruch Hashem, this was a mitzvah this week. Got up to 164, and one more mitzvah left to Parsha Shmini, but one of the ones at the end of Shmini is the mitzvah, the inyan of tumas ochlin. Remember, the Rambam, tumas ochlin is counted as one of the 613 according to the Rambam. Mention the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban is very upset at the Rambam. That he counts every area of Tumah as a separate one of the 613. to Masheretz, four types of, oh, no, not four, that's Achila Shratzim. Tumas Sheretz is an Isser, Tumas Nevela, Tumas Ochlin, Tumas Meis, all different mitzvahs. Says the Ramban, what, if there's a mitzvah to become Tamei? There's an Isser not to become Tamei. The Ramban says this is a halacha. Not every halacha is counted as a mitzvah, and therefore, says the Ramban, there's an Isser of Tuma Shenichas L'Mikdash. That's an Avera. There's a mitzvah that's an Avera. But what are you talking about? So what's the Rambam's answer? The Rambam's answer is that no, it is, even though it's not a specific mitzvah to do it, or not to do it, you still count it as one of the 613. It's okay. Says the Ramban, but 1 minute. Once you're counting every one of the Tumas, like Tumas Ochlin, why don't you count every one of the Mumin? Is the Ramban's Kasha. Everyone, the Baal Mumin is allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So you should count all six types of the Baali Mumin. Just like somebody whose tummy can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. And you count every type of Tumah, Tumas Nevela, Tumas this, Tumas that. So why don't you count every Mum? So the Rambam's got to give an answer to that question. What's the difference between Baali Mumin and Tumas? There's a beautiful answer that we mentioned for the Mitzvah HaMelech, Rav Cement from Chicago, who says that maybe there's a difference because by Baali Mumin, you don't count it separately. You don't need it to be counted as a separate mitzvah to give it significance. You count the Isser of Baali Mumin. How do you know what's a Baal Mum? There's a physical reality that you see that there's a Baal Mum. You see this has a broken this and this has a ripped this. By Tum and Tara, without the mitzvah, there's nothing there. It's not a physical reality. It's all spiritual. It's a spiritual world. Right, it's a hezek sheino nikar, we would say. Right, you're not doing anything by tumah. You don't see anything. You don't feel anything by tumah. So therefore, you have to be machshavit as a mitzvah in order to give it credence and give it significance. That's why every tumah is going to be counted. It's a beautiful answer. They suggest for the Rambam to be b'chalik between all the different types of tumas and all the different types of ba'alei mumin. Why the mumin are not counted separately while tumah is. One of those tumas that the Rambam counts is tumas ochlin. Food can only be matame others if it is considered in ochel. So the chiddush of Reb Shimon is that para aduma, which you have no plans to eat, which you're not going to eat, still is metame, is mitame, can become tame, and give off tuma of tumas ochlin. Why? Hoel v'haisla shasa kosher, since it had a moment in time where it could have been eaten. So even though you didn't eat it, it had a shasa kosher, it's had a moment, so therefore it's considered ochel. When is that shasa kosher? We'll talk about it in a second. But just Tosfos asked, four Tosfos, Rashi. Rashi says, what do you have to come up with? What's Tumas Ochlin? It's able to be makabel Tumah, that's what Tumas Ochlin is. Therefore it can become Tameh. It's Paraduma. What do you need Hekshel Lekabel? It's Metameh, everybody who's osing in it. You have to talk about Hekshel Lekabel Tumas Ochlin. Oh, it's like a food, which inherently is neutral, but it can be become Tameh and Metameh others. We're talking about Paraduma here. Paraduma is Metameh, all those around it. What do you need? A Chiddush of Tumas Ochlin. So Rashi says on top. Rashi says on the next Amud, on the fourth line, V'kasha Lamali Kabbalas Tumah Higufa Metameh Adamu Begadim. So Rashi has Akasha, you don't have to come up with Tumas Ochlin. It's Metabi, the people who are Osek in it. See, so he says, you know, you have a similar idea in Krisis, that there is a certain element that's added by it being Tumas Ochlin. Okay, Tosfos, Rashi tries to bring a parallel from Krisis. When Tosfos asks his Kasha, Tosfos, right on our line of the Gemara, Tosfos says, no, but as we know, that Tumah of Paraduma is very limited and unique. Right, it's only the people who are osek in it, at the time that they're osek in it, mitame es hatahorim, and mitaher es hatameim. You can't use that as a model to be mitame other things. This item is not that. Says Tosfos in the fourth line, he quotes Rashi, and then he quotes, Ein nira kushizu, the question doesn't start. Taha ein mitame ela misaskim ba bilvad. We're not talking about a regular mitame in the world of Tumah. It's only those who are osek in it. It's not. The Mishnah says in para, hasorif es hapara uparim, v'hamishaleach es hasair. Right, the same thing by the Seal Azazel. Mitame begadim, v'hein atzman, para uparim v'sair, ein mitame begadim. V'hari ze omer, mitamech lo timuni, v'ati matani. It's part of the Xeris Akasav elements of paraduma. It breaks the rules of regular tumah and taras. That's why the Gemara didn't want to accept that, oh, this is metameh regular. No, it wants to say that it's even in the world of regular tumas ochlin. So that maybe the people who are not osek in it also can become tameh. Okay, so that's Tosfos. Don't bring me rayas and say that, oh, it's tummy anyway. That's a different type of tuma. That's a paraduma type of tuma, and we can't bring that as a model. Okay. So the Gemara says, again, what are we trying to do? How could the Mishnah call this a shchita she'ena re'uya? It is a shchita re'uya. There's a moment in time that it's matami tumas ochlin because it has you would be allowed to eat it, and therefore it should be a shchita re'uya. So we didn't finish the case. What is at the moment in time? What do you do with the paraduma? Right, we take it out on that special ramp up to Harazesim, and we shecht it there, and then we burn it there. So when was it mutter to eat? It was right. It was kachi betek abayis. It was hukdash as a paraduma. There are only 9 of them in all of history. We're waiting for number 10. Meheri yigala. Remember, you have to say meheri yigala. It's the Rambam we discussed a couple of years ago in Parshas Chukas. The Rambam in Hilchos Para, when he talks about the 10 paradumas, he lists off the 9 and then says the 10th one is going to come in the time of Mashiach. The Rambam adds meheri yigala, and the Baal Sherebi points out. Right, Vajrevi, you know, you would think that the Rambam is running a Mishnah Torah. He doesn't have to end off every one of his prakim, you know, Meheri Beinu Amen. But he puts into Mishnah Torah 2 words, Meheri Yigala, because he says it's an automatic reaction that a Jew must have of Tzipisa Yeshua. It has to be part of who we are. Tzipisa Yeshua. It's not just a belief. It has to be an automatic belief. So whatever it's mentioned, right, the Meheri Yigala, the Rambam has to add that in. Okay, so says the at what moment in time does it have a moment of ochel? So va'amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Omer Hayy Reb Shimon, para niftes al gabi ma'arachasa. The paraduma, according to Reb Shimon, can be redeemed when it's already on the ma'aracha, when it's already on the mizbeach on Harazesim. End of question. What do you see from there? What do you mean it can be nifta? That's Reb Shimon Shita. That even if it was shechted properly, you could still redeem it if you find a nicer cow. Not too many paradumas. But let's say you find, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Don Benesina runs in and says, I got another one, right? Look at this unbelievable paraduma, right? So they said, wow. So you let us switch it at that point? So Reb Shimon says, yes, you could be poda it, you could switch it. See, for this moment in time, even while it's on the Mizbeach, it's Roy Liftos. And you have to add in one more line. Rashi adds it in on the third line. V'ksava Reb Shimon called Ha'ome Liftos Kapadu Dami. Anything that's Ome to be Nifta, to be redeemed, is as if it was Kapadu Dami. You can already see that status in the moment right now. So that's why it's like a food. And then you could take a piece of steak from it if you would have redeemed it. But you didn't. Okay. But that still could be called Shas HaKosher regarding the halachas of Tumas Ochlin. That is the Shita of Shimon. So therefore, ask the Gemara. It's a Shita Ruya. Because there is a potential Heter Achila that could come up. You're right, Lamaisa, there was no time that you could eat it. But because of that principle of Kala Roy Liftos, it potentially could have been redeemed at a certain moment. You chose not to. But because it could have been redeemed, it has the status of being redeemed. A being redeemed, shechted animal, that's Heter Achila. Just take a piece and eat it. So that's the question. Isn't that a Shechita Re'uya? Why is this on the list in the Mishnah?
It's more likely for an animal to be redeemed than it is for some kachim which has been shechted for the blood to be zoreh.
You're saying that for the kachim to be kachim.
Shechita by kachim.
Shechita by kachim, according to Reb Shimon, according to most Amoraim, it seems, was not enough. Because
right.
The Shechita itself, at that moment, it's
that
not
moment.
Allowed.
Right.
It's not allowed. But I don't think it's a question of probability that is the Zrika going to happen or not. You look at the moment of the Shechita. Meaning at that.
No.
Do you say Kolarai Lizro Kazarak Dami, you're saying?
Essence,
so you say Kolarai Liftos Kapadi Dami.
What's the basis for him to say Kapadi?
Right, right, unless you say this was at a moment. Right, it's a good question. Meaning, why is it that Kolarai Lizro Kazarak Dami we won't say, but Kolarai Liftos Kapadi Dami we would say? Unless, Liftos is not a physical action that has to happen. You can just switch the Kedusha. Got to think about it. Got to work it out. It's a good Ha'ara. I mean, there were some Tanaim, Amoram, at the end of yesterday's, the top of yesterday's Amud Beis, that argued. But you have to write, you have to say is that within Reb Shimon. The question is, they argued, what would Reb Shimon say? That's what we suggested. But it's a good question. Why, if this would be Kapadi Dami for Reb Shimon, you know, why wouldn't we say Kazarik Dami and then Shechita would be considered as if it mattered also? There's a difference between whether it happens, whether the Ki'ilu is before the Shechita or after the Shechita. Maybe you could go down that road, exactly which one. You have to have the ke'ilu beforehand. Unless it's easier to have a ke'ilu, this isn't making a ke'ilu into a shechita. This is making a ke'ilu into whether you consider it ochel. Maybe it's easier to say ke'ilu, and therefore it's called ochel, rather than ke'ilu, and say it's matering for achila, to make it into a shechita re'uya. You gotta work it out, but that's the beginning of some answers. Okay, either way, so the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Paras Adum, Chatas Ein HaMishnah. You're right, delete. Take Paras Chatas out of the Mishnah, because that is a shechita re'uya. Mention this now, but other items that come up. We had this discussion back in Masechta Shavuos, back in, I think, last summer. Masechta Shavuos, because that's where this here on the side, it says Shavuos Yalaf Mabez. That's where this came up. I think that's where I mentioned a number of these sources. And that is, there's a big discussion in the Achronim. If you're involved in a mitzvah, and then all of a sudden you realize you could do the mitzvah in a more mehudr way, is it a bizayin to the chefs of shal mitzvah that you're involved in to stop and then get the new? Or, it's not a bizayin, it's fine. So, you see this gemara, it's obvious. But if you're not learning Maseches Chul and Daf Pei Beis or Shavuos Yud-Aleph, you're like, I don't know, where in Shas should I look? But the Chacham Tzvi brings this gemara as a raya. Where does it start? It starts with a Shavuos Yaakov. At least that's what we're going to start it. The Shavuos Yaakov in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Zayin discusses somebody who always lights Chanukah candles with Shemen Zayis, and he didn't have Shemen Zayis, so he set up with wax candles. And all of a sudden, after he already had put them in his menorah, he finds that he's brought Shemen Zayis. So does he have a chiv to light his wax candles because that's already in the menorah, or no? Or he could stop, take out the wax candle, fill it with Shemen Zayis, because that's more mehudr. Oh, neima, ho, v'itchi, itchi, v'kviv v'shar hiskel lo yafsig. So he answers, nirelani as daiti, kivan shekvar hiskel lo hachin lahadlik v'neirish al shava, yigmar ha-mitzvah. He says, you started, don't be mevaz of the wax candles. You started the mitzvah, even if he doesn't say you lit them already even. Just put him in the menorah, that is good enough, and he tries to bring a couple of rayas. He says, look, you're not even mafsik. He talks about the Gemara in Shabbos, that if you're sitting in front of a barber, you don't have to stop for mincha, if you started beheter. So even for a barber, you don't stop. So, even for mincha, you don't stop what you're doing at the barber. So yeah, you're involved in a mitzvah. Involved in a mitzvah, okay, so it's a lower level type of mitzvah. That's the Shavuos Yaakov. But the Chacham Tzvi quotes our Gemara. Because our Gemara is a raya against. He says, look, you already had the paraduma shechtin on the Mizbeach. And now you found the nicer paraduma. And now you're going to say, okay, switch. Right? Dama came, we have another one. Right? So you don't do that. So he quotes the Shavuos Yaakov, and he says, I'm sorry. He says, Ve'inan ala tama, shere aflufi dvarav, kan, hiskel b'mitzvah, lafuki b'nid shalo, lo hiskel b'mitzvah, ela hachan av azmana b'alma asa, shedibe kaneros b'kosel. And Vio Minayin Lomar Shazay Yosir Mitzvah Dan Alhadra Acha Mincha Acheris Tahor Exposed Fachulu. And then he quotes our Gemara. And then he says Mavuar Shav Shekvar Hikdishu HaPara Kedushas Haguf Moshchin Yideim Heimena Imatzu Acheris Naimena Umekayim HaMitzvah Bishniya Lekulei Alma Viaf LaAcher Shchitasa BaAsiyasa. So you see from there. So Machlokas Achron and what you would do in this circumstance. Okay, we'll continue. Similar, I mean, it's not exactly the same idea, but similar idea. They talk about if somebody, they talk about the discussion of the Trubas Hadeshen, about Kiddush Levana, B'yachid earlier, B'tzibur on a Motzei Shabbos later, doing a mitzvah B'hidura later, instead of one, let's say somebody, right, similar case, not exactly, but similar ideas about the involvement in a mitzvah and then the delaying it. Okay, says the Gemara, fifth line, V'hatnan, but what do you mean? So, I'm sorry, fourth line. V'egla arufa lachki deruyihi. So let's try to knock out the next one. Egla arufa is also on the list. That also is a shchidush deruya. But not. But didn't we learn the Mishnah? All the discussions in Sota. Nimsa ho regat shelo teare for egla. Let's say you bring the egla arufa down to the Nachal Eisan, which by the way is the name of Rav Chaim Kadievsky's sefer, all about egla arufa. Nachal Eisan. We mentioned that he has many svarim about a little off the beaten path halachas. Last week we quoted from the Karnei Chagavim. Right here he has from the Nachal Eisan. So Nimsa Horek, if the murderer is found before the back of the neck is broken, before the arifa is done, so halacha is Tesi v'dur be'eder. The egla is scot free. no kedusha. He just goes and goes back into the herd. So question mark. What's the question? Just like we asked before. So at this moment, you see, there is a moment in time. When is it Nasar? Pashtus, when is the Egla Rufa Nasar? Only Ba'arifasa. So therefore, it should be considered, earlier, it should be considered a Shechita Ru'uya, because at the moment of the Shechita, it is, or the Arifa, is not going to be Asert. Right? V'tir Be'eda, Rashi says, Kishar Chulin, Alma Eina Ne'aseres Mechayim, V'chishachta Muteres. Right? If it's, even if, it should be like other chulin. It's not nasa michayim because if you find the horeg on the way down, it's mutter. So again, the Gemara says, okay, Rav Shimon, Lakish, Shur Rav Yarai, Egla Ruvena Mishnah. Okay, take that one out too. Take that one out too. You're allowed to take it out. Big shaila, very simple shaila. Tosfos asks, why is this a raya that it wasn't kadosh yet? Maybe it's kadosh immediately al tnai that you don't find the murderer. If you find the murderer, then the whole thing comes out that it's faulty. That it was never hukdash. But if you don't find the murderer, it is aser mechayim. Tosas kasha atav yim tomar. Hech medaktik mikad delo mitzra mechayim. Til mahainu time, but that daita shimati horeg lo akdashua. Right, what's the difference? So just like the cases of karbanis. Right, the case of karbanis. The Gemara says in Maseches Krisis, if you're makdash a karban, let's say a karban asham, and then you find out, you realize that somebody comes to you and says, you know what? That wasn't treif. Right? So what happens, Mamela, the animal that you were hooked at, that was bita'us, and it doesn't have any kedusha. Gemara says, by an asham talui, the whole thing's al safik. So maybe you're makdash it legamre, just in case. But by a regular carbon, if it's bita'us, so it loses the kedusha. So here too, ask Tosfos, why should my egla rufa, should you say that? So he says, v'yesh lomar, Tosfos asks, desvara, degamre you makdashi, v'lamaski adaitan shibsa horeg. It must be that this is like parallel to the asham talui type of case. Because people don't usually think that you're going to find the murderer if you haven't found him by the time this process starts, and therefore they're gamru makni, they're gamru makdashi, not al tnai. Okay, fine. Okay, the Reb Chaim in the Grach al Shas is somewhat bothered by Tosis's comparison. You're comparing hakdasha that a person does and an asura me'alma that Hashem does. Who makes the Zegla Rufa Nasar? God does. You're going to say that's al tnai, right? If you're makdash something, you can be makdash something al tnai, but God's isur is al tnai. So Reb Chaim says, you have to work it out that, yeah, it's only Nasar unless people find the murderer. But he says it's somewhat of a sticky connection. You ought to look that up. It's the Grach L'Hashasim and Shin Pei Hei. That Tosfos is comparing Hakdasha Al Yidei Adam and Isser Memela Al Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's continue. Mi Amar Reb Yanai Hachi, did Reb Yanai really say that you could delete Egla Arufa? Says the Biyamar Abyanai Hachi of Ahamar Abyanai Gvul Shamati Ba. I heard that there's a moment in time when the Egla Rufa becomes Nasar. Vishachti, I forgot exactly what that moment was. Vinas Vidhavre Lomar, my friends told me, Yuridasal Anachal, Eitan Osarta, right, the Yurida, going down to the Nachal, asers it. Vim Isa, and if that's really true, Lishni, why do we have to delete? Just say Kan Kodem Yurida Kamacha Yurida. It could have been Mechale. Kodem Yerida, that's a Shechida Haruya. After Yerida, that's a Shechida Shein Haruya. So you see, there's a moment of time. So why do we have to delete it? So, Amir Pirchas, Breder of Yami, Anan, Mishpeder of Shimon, Lakish, Masinian Law, Egla Rufein, Mishnah. Okay, it wasn't in the name of Rabbi Yanai. It was the name of Rish Lakish. It's like where I said, it also doesn't work. Amir Ravashi, Kiavita, Be Rav Papi, Kasho, and he asked, Miyamir Shimon, Lakish, Achi, did Rish Lakish really say this? Vaha Itmar, Tzipori Mitzora, Me'emasai Nasarin. We know the two birds that are used in the Tara process of a Mitzora, one of them eventually sent out free, and one of them Shechted. Me'emasai Nasarin. When do they become Nasar? The one that is Shechted, the one that is freed. The Gemara in Nazir says Beferis that it can't be that it's Nasar, because then it's a Baal Chai, which is not Batel, and all birds in the world would be Batel, so it can't be that it's Nasar at all. So when does the bird that you Shechted become Nasar? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishash Shechita. Rabbi Yochanan says, when you Shecht them. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Mishas Lekicha, even when you took them in the first place. So, Rabbi Amarina, my time Rabbi Shimon Lakish, we said, what's the source? How does Rabbi Lakish know that the birds of the Egla Rufa are also already Mishas Lekicha? Gamar Kicha Kicha Mi Egla Rufa. He lives from Egla Rufa. But what second? Egla Rufa, so then he's just like Rabbi Yanai. He has an earlier moment from Egla Rufa. So, Ela Abra Ochia Baraba Abra Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so it's not Rabbi Yanai, it's not Rish Lakish. I heard it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Egla Rufa in the Mishnah. Okay, so we got to the proper one, who it is,
so what
that said it.
Rabbi
So according to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe it's Ne'esar. Why is it not? It's not in the Mishnah because it is Ne'esar, meaning you have to say if it's not in the Mishnah, it is a Shechita Haru'uya. Right, that's why it's not in the Mishnah, and therefore it's Ne'esar at a late moment, maybe at the moment of the Arifa. Okay. This is a little discussion also here in Tosfos that we've had before, Tosfos Egla Arufa, where Tosfos asks, Hiksha, the fourth line, Rev Moshe mi Bondis. I'm not sure where that is. Amai lo kamar de shochet de basis and haide oref. Upatalor shimim should lo chazi la achila. Right, maybe Shechita in our Mishnah should be Arifa, because we find in other areas of Halacha certain actions demanded by the Torah which has the status of Shechita. Arifas Egla, Dechia Latzuk, we quoted the quote from Maseches Yuma, that there's an Isser of Osov as Beno for the daughter of the Seir pushed off the cliff. No, you didn't shechta, you just pushed off the cliff. No, that is the shechita that the Torah demands. So Tosfos here discusses, why did the Gemara suggest that, in terms of that's what the shechita here means. It means the Arifa itself. Okay, we discussed that. Arifa, shechita, malika, all of the items that you don't have to shecht an animal, does that have the status of shechita for the different areas of halacha? Okay, says the Mishnah, Shnayim shalachu para ubina, two people, by parent and child. The first one that bought has dibs to shecht. And the second one comes in first and shechts the one that he bought. Okay, so he won. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Linyan Dina Tanan. Lamaisa, what is this regarding? Regarding Dina Mamadis. Meaning if somebody buys. Rashi says, Misha Lokach Rishon, Yishchad Rishon, Lav Linyan Isser Veheter. It's not a question of Isser Veheter, that if the second guy, there's an Isser, some type of Isser. It just means, who has the rights? Dini Mamonis-wise, legally, if I bought an animal first, the assumption was that I was going to shecht it, and therefore if you buy the daughter half an hour after I bought the mother, so you got to wait. If you didn't wait, nothing I could do about it. Tana im kadam ha-sheni, hariz zariz v'niskar. Right, if the second guy did it first, zariz, he was quick, and he gets rewarded. In what way? Zariz delo avad isura. He was zariz in that he didn't violate an isser. Right, what isser? He violated an isser, really. He wasn't a mensch, but he didn't violate an isser. The niskar to kachal bisra, and he's niskar in that he can eat his meat. So based on this is a machlokas we mentioned a couple of days ago, and that is machlokas the Bahag and the Rambam. Remember the Bahag that was quoted in the Rishonim, in the Rush and elsewhere. The Bahag makes up an isser drabanan that's not found in the Gemara. The Bahag says if one violates osoves bino, somebody. Right, that second animal. So we mentioned it's pasul agabi karban, chusr zman, but are you allowed to eat that meat? So the Gemara doesn't say a word about it. The Hag assumes it's an issur drabanan. It's like, says the Ran, Maisa Shabbos. Just like Maisa Shabbos, you got to wait till after Shabbos. So the Baha, quoted here in the Rishonim, says that you also got to wait if you violated Osov Espino. And he gets it from this line right here. He says, the second guy wins, the Ka'achal Bisra. What do you mean the second guy? So if the first guy violates, then he can't be Achal Bisra? Says the Bahag, yeah, he can't be Achal Bisra. He's got to wait a day. The Rambam says Beferish that he's allowed to eat Osav Espino that day. He doesn't make that diak. But this is a possible diak that you can make in the Gemara here. Okay. We showed him here also discuss if two people buy a mother and a child, don't we have a concept in Baba Kama of Rov Shvarim are bought Laradia for plowing? So Gemara says, talks about the discussion of Rav and Shmuel, if you buy an ox and it turns out to be a wild, crazy ox, is the seller allowed to say, I thought you were going to shecht it. I didn't know. Is that a mekach toast or not? Because Rov Shram L'Radia. So that's what the Rashmi here asks. What's this whole discussion here about buying oxen, who shechts first, who shechts second? Why can't anybody want the shecht? They can say, oh, I thought you bought it to plow. See, different answers given. The Rashmi is mechalik between cows and oxen. Shvarim and Paris. He says most Paris are bought to shecht, and most Shvarim are bought to plow. That's what he says. So by Shvarim, you don't have to keep track. Got to keep track. So we mentioned yesterday about the current Pesach, trying to keep track in the Beis HaMikdash, but by not using a shor. But but yeah, for this, according to that daya. All the Rishonim don't give that answer. Okay, let's continue. Some fascinating arguments coming up in the Mishnah. Shachat parviyakach shnei baneha. Let's say if I shecht a mother and then two children, one after another, two offspring. Sovek shmonim. So there I'm going to get two sets of malchus. Each one of the animals that I shechted, I violated, oso ve'espino. Shachat shnei baneha ve'akach shachta. What if it was the opposite order? I shechted two siblings, and then the mother. So then what? Sofek gets to our bun. One set of malchus. One set of malchus. No other shita is mentioned explicitly. We'll have to see if anybody else argues on this. So you shech the two children and then the mother. Next, shachta ve'ezbita ve'ezbasbita. You shech the mother, the daughter, and then the granddaughter. In that order. So then, sofek shmonim. That you get two sets of malchus. Why? Because when you shech to the daughter, that's violating also of espino. When you shech to the granddaughter, that's a new also of espino. Shachta ve'ezbasbita ve'achach shachatbita. What if you went grandmother, granddaughter? At that moment, you did nothing yet. And then daughter? So now you did also ve'espino. In either direction. So you're going to get one set of malchus, according to the Tanakhama. Sofek, that's our boy. Sumchis omarishim rabbi meir, sofek shmonim. Simcha says if you do grandmother, granddaughter, daughter, for that one act, you get two sets of malchus. Two sets of malchus. Why? Because that is osov es beno and benova oso. Right? So therefore, says the Sumchis, you're going to get two sets of malchus. Rashi and Tosfos both assume, both say beferish, that Sumchis would also argue in the Reisha. Even though it's not stated explicitly, Rashi on Amud Beis and Tosfos right here on the bottom says Sumchis would argue on the Reisha too. In what case? If you shech two children and then shech the mother, Sumchis would say you get 80 there too. Why? Because it's a double Oso Vesbeno. Both cases you're only doing one act, and both cases they're coming from different sources. That's Rashi and Tosfos. The Ran says Beferish. No. No, it's not the same. It's two different sources, but in the Reisha, it's the same Isser. In the Reisha, they're both Osov Espino. You shech, I'm sorry, they're both Bino Va'oso. You shech two children, and the mother, it's the same Isser. It's Bino Va'oso. Only in the Seifa, it's what? You shech the middle generation, the general generation, so one is, it's different. It's two different sources of the Isser. It's not the same direction, right? I'll read you the Ran. It's not in the Chiddushi Ran. It's only in the back here. V'lo dami lahi d'la'el. D'shachat shnei banei v'akach shachta d'haslam chad maisehu v'chad shemu. D'ein mischai v'al shneim ela mishum b'no v'oso. Aval hacha chad maiseh v'shnei shemos. It's two shemos. Why? Because mishum oso v'es b'no u'mishum bita mischai mishum b'no v'oso. That's the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos versus the Ran, whether Sumchis would argue in the Reisha also or not. Okay, so Amai now asks the Gemara, why is it Bichlal? The Gemara's Havamina here is, what does it say in the Torah? Osov Espino, Lo Sishlo B'Yom Echad. Who says that the other direction is Aser? What's the source for that? It says, parent the child, especially if you get into the Tamei HaMitzvahs, the whole Tamei HaMitzvahs is the Svara of the Tsar that the mother has, Osov Espino. That's just the mother, but the time is we were talking about the beginning of the parak, that there's a certain wiping out two generations, maybe it's about a specific order. So ask the Gemara, am I also Vesbino? Am I? Oso Vesbino, Marachman of Alob Benov Oso. Who says that's even included? So the Los Hakadadef, there's no Havamina to exclude. The Tanya, Oso Vesbino, Ainli Ella Oso Vesbino. I only know Oso Vesbino. Oso Ves Imo Minayin, how do I know the opposite order? Kishuha Omer Lotish Chatu, Harikan Shnaim. It's plural. And therefore, HaKeitzad, Echad HaShochet is a para, Echad HaShochet is a ima, Echad HaShochet is bina. Right, you have three animals, doesn't matter which direction you go in, by number two and number three, Shnayim HaAchronim Chayavin. Right, both directions is going to be Chayiv, because it says the plural of Lo Tishchatu. The Gemara says 1 second, I'm a boy Leila Gufe. You need that to teach me the main halacha of Osov Espino. You can't be medayik from the plurality of it. Imkein Lichtov Lo Sishchot. No, so there's a lotishcho. My lotishcha too. So that means to teach me something extra. I still need it. The ikaz of Rachmana lotishchot havamina chad in trei lo. I would have thought that one person has to do both animals. And if one person shechs A and one shechs B, there's no iser. Again, an amazing havamina. The iser voso vesbino is a composite two-animal iser. It's not a one-animal iser. If somebody does one only part of the animal, so they're not doing the full iser. That's the havamina. Kasav rechmana lo tishchatu. That's why they have to say lo tishchatu. Vafilu trei. Even if two people are involved, one checks the first animal, one checks the second animal guy is still going to be chayiv. Right? I would have thought that the second guy has to also shut the first one. So that's why it's not extra. So again, we're back to the question, how do you know both directions? So, imkein lichtov lo yishachetu. Could have said that. It should not be shechted from the passive. My lo tishchatu shlami natarti. So we assume it's an extra lushan that it didn't have to say, and therefore both directions. Okay, two dots. Next, so now we're going to talk about that last case. Shachta ve'ezbaspita, right, and you go a grandmother, granddaughter, and daughter. Amrle Abaye l'Rav Yosef, my time of the sumchis. What's the basis of sumchis? There are two understandings that we could have for sumchis. Because his case here is about a specific type of case, which doesn't always occur. Meaning what? Let's see. Kasavar sumchis. Does sumchis hold in general? Achal shnei zesi chelav behelam echad. Chayiv shtei chatos. If somebody eats two kezesim of non-kosher fat, not in one gulp, because that's obviously one maisa achila, but he eats one in one helam, in one not realizing it's chelav. He eats one now, and he eats one 15 minutes from now. Are you chayiv two karbanas there? Is that his shita, that if you do the same maisa aveira twice, so you're going to be chayiv? And really, there's nothing unique about our case. Ubedinu delishmeinam ba'alma. And really, we could have said, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi could have recorded this isser in general. What's in general? What's unique about our case? Our case is a case of gufun muchlakin, a case where there's different physical entities that are the source for the isurim. So we might have limited sumchis to those kind of cases. If it's the same piece of chelav, that's not called gufin melachin. Where's the source of gufin melachin? Submission increases. If somebody is, Rachman al-Islan, is with three of his wives who are each nidus. Right? There's three karbanas, Baba Bashoge, the three karbanas there. They're all krisis, but three karbanas there. It's all the same isur nida. Gufin melachin. This different physical, right, the same wife, you know, with, would not be, but said, let's say three different nights when he doesn't think she's a Nida, and he's with her three different times. So that might be one, if it's all one helam. So that's one, because it's one goof, but goof, that's a kind of a goof in machlokin. The fact that there's different physical sources of the Isser already reflects that there are different Maisa Averas, and you might have different Karbanas. So I might have limited Sumchis to cases of Gufin Machlakin, like in our case. That's the Shiloh of the Gemara. Should we limit him, or does he say Yeshita in general? So let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, do we say Sumchis does not limit it to Gufin Machlakin? Right, really, we could have said this Machlokas anywhere. V'hai de kamash malan baha. So why would I have stated this Machlokas here? Lohodiach hakochan de Rabbanan. To teach me the koach of the Rabbanon, to yafal gav, to gufin mechlokin, padi Rabbanon. Because in our case, even though there's two different sources, there's the grandmother and the grandchild, still you only chayiv one for osov espino. Meaning getting over the hump of gufin mechlokin. That's why. But Sumchis himself would say it even by not gufin mechlokin. O Dilma, or do we say no? Kasavar Sumchis, achal shnei zesi chelav behelam echad, einu chayiv ala achas. So because we say in other cases, you only have one. V'hacha hainu taima hova gufin machlokin. But here is unique, because there's different physical sources of the Averis. So, what's the answer? How expansive is the shita of sumchis? So, Amar Lei, so Rav Yosef answers Abaya in Kesavar, achal shnei zesi chelav helam echad, chayv shechatos, sumchis is across the board. If you do the same exact maisa avera twice in one helam, still you're going to be chayv two karbanis. That's Sumchis Ashita. We don't pass in that way, but that's Sumchis. Mimai, how do you know that? Give me another place where he says it, and it's not Gufin Machlokin. Right? That's what we gotta find. Gotta find another place. So Mimai from the following. Mi Detanya, the Brisa says, Hazoreya Kilayim Kilayim Loka. If somebody plants Kilayim, Kilayim, he gets Malkus. So my Loka, what Malkus are we talking about? Ile Maloka Achas Pshita. Well, the Brisa is telling me a halach in Chumash. If you plant Kilayim, you get Malkus, that's obvious. The ode, my Kilayim Kilayim. What's the double word? So elapshita beis malchus. We must be talking about a case of kilayim that you're going to get two sets of malchus. That's the chiddush of the brisa, and that's why he says kilayim kilayim. So b'mayas kinan, what type of case are we talking about that you're going to have two sets of kilayim, two sets of malchus? Ilema bezachar zeh. If we're talking about two totally different acts of kilayim, ubishdei hasros, and there's two warnings in the middle. Today I told a person not to do a kilayim, and then 3 hours later I told him again. So of course you're going to get two there. Tanina, that's a Mishnah in Nazir. Nazir, Shari Sosa Yain Kala Yom. If another drinks wine all day, Eino Chayv El Achaz. That's one Isser. Amru Lo, but if between each cup we tell him, Al Tishtev Hu Shosa, Al Tishtev Hu Shosa, Chayv El Achaz V'Achaz. So if it's two separate Nais Averas, two separate everythings, then of course you're going to be Chayv too. That also can't be what the Bryce is telling me. It's obvious. El Apshita B'Bas Achaz. So it must be the case is, it's one Helam, Ubas Ra'achaz. So the Bryce is telling me it's one, it's two acts of Kilayim, but it's within one Helam, there's only one Hasra, and you get two Malkus. So who is that? Somani. So Ilema Rabbanan de Pligele de Sumchis. If it's the Rabbanans who argue on Sumchis, that for sure is not good. Why? Hashta, Uma Hasam, de Gufin Mechlokin Pati Rabbanan. Over there in our Mishnah, where there's Gufin Mechlokin, right? There's two different animals that are the source. Even there they say you're only Chayav one. Hachalokoshikain, two exactly same Maisa Averas of Kilayim, where it's one Guf. So surely you're only going to get one Malkus. So Elalav Sumchisi. Three different steps, but we finally made it. So it must be that this brisa is sumchis. And what does sumchis hold? Even by one guf, without guf and machlokin, it's two chatos, two averus, or two malkus. Right? So isn't that a raya that our case of sumchis is just an example, but really sumchis is shita of two mice averus and one halam is across the board? You're going to be chayef two malkias, you're going to be chayef two chatos. Question. So isn't that a raya? So the Gemara answers, well, let's just finish the whole flow and then we'll try to comment at this time. So lo. The Olam Rabbanan, really, it could even be the Shita of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan Shita. And what? We're talking about Bezachar Zeh. We're talking about two different Asros. That's what you're going to get. So what was our question? That's Pashat. It's a Mishnah in Nazir. What would be the Chiddush? Umilsa Agaburcha Kamashmalan. The Chiddush is, it's unique to Kilayim, that what? Deika Trei Gavni Kilayim, to teach us that there are two types of Kilayim. What two types of Kilayim? As we'll see. Chita and Chartzan, and Saorin and Chartzan. Because there's another Shita out there that says that by Kilai HaKerem, two types are not good enough. You need to plant three types. And the Chiddush here of the Rabbanan is that it's even two types. La'afuke midi Rabbi Yoshia, to exclude Rabbi Yoshia, to amar Rabbi Yoshia, ashi zara, chita, usaorin, v'chartzan b'mapolos yad, to violate Kilai HaKerem, not Kilai Zrayim, Kilai HaKerem, you have to plant wheat and barley and grape seed, chartzan, right? Mi'chartzan v'adzog, from Naso, right? So you have to plant all three in one mapol, in one throw, kamash malan, that's the Chiddush, to chizara, chita, v'chartzan. Oh, Sa'ora v'chartzan nami mechayev. So therefore, there's no raya to that's sumchis. Maybe it's the sheet of the Rabbanan, and the chiddush is a specific chiddush in Kilayim. Right? And Tosfos, there's a machlokas. I just said one sheet of the Rishonim. There's a machlokas. You can look at Tosfos. Tosfos in Lafuke. I was just saying in what Tosfos sheetah, but the Rishonim discuss it. You see what Tosfos says? Nira. De'eno chayev mishum kilay hakerem ka'amar. Avo modem mishum kilay zrayim mechayev betray minim. Bechitu sa'ora l'chuda. That's what Rov Rishonim assume. Good. There's a shaila of just, you know what, let's just try to get to where I wanted to get up to, and then I'll make a comment about Nazir. Tashma, let's just try to bring one more proof about Sumchis. Again, we're still trying to bring, is Sumchis across the board, does he say, two Ma'as Averis in one Helam, even not Guven Mechlokin, you're going to be Chayev too, or not? So Tashma, let's try again. Achal Mizek Hezayis, Mizek Hezayis. What are we talking about here? We're talking about, you see later on, Lekaman, we're talking about, excuse me, Gid Anasha. Machlokas later on about Gid HaNasha. The Rabbanan say in the Mishnah later on that you're chayef for the Gid HaNasha of the right or the right Gid HaNasha or the left Gid HaNasha. Either one. Rabbi Yehuda says you're only chayef for one, I'm not sure which one. And there's a Lashon later on that he's machriya to the Yamin. So the Gemara discusses, does machriya mean that's what he decided? Or, and he has a Mesorah that is the Yamin? Or, logic would dictate that, but he's still not sure. Machriya, it's a hachra. That's the machlokas later on. The Rabbanan say either or, and Rav Yehuda says one, but machriya to yamin. So tashma, achal mizek kezayis, mizek kezayis, sofik shmonim. If you eat from each one, you get 80 lashes, right? The double lashes according to the Rabbanan, because the issue of getting lashes is both by right or left. Rav Yehuda omer ena sofik ela mem. No, Rav Yehuda says you only get one set of malchus. If you eat a little from both. Echidami. So again, what's the case? Elema bazachar ze ubishte hasros. Are we talking about two totally separate times? So my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why would Rabbi Yehuda say you're chayev anything in those cases? Hasra safiki. It's hasra safik. Each one, each time increment, you only ate one. He has a suffix whether you're chayav for right or left. So each one is asra suffix, because maybe this is not the gid, that not the correct side that you're going to be obligated in. V'shamin anlei l'Rabbi Yehuda, to amar asra suffix, lo shmei asra. And we know he says from elsewhere, so we can't be talking about two different times. Where do we see Yos Losh Be'asra? The case that I mentioned yesterday, Titania. Right, we have the case where a child is born a couple of months after his mother got divorced. His mother did not wait the 3 months of Havchana like she was supposed to. She got married right away, and then the baby is born. So he's not sure who his father is. So Titania, so what if he doesn't want to take any chances? So he whacks both of them. Or kilo lazeh v'chazav kilo lazeh, curses both of them. Oh, sheikah shneam b'basachas, takes both hands, boom. Oh, shekilo shneam b'basachas, chayiv. Tanakhama says you're chayiv in that case. Reb Yehuda Omer, b'basachas chayiv. If you did them both at the same time, b'zecher zeh pater, because of his hasra suffix. By each one, this might not be his father. So you see, he holds hasra suffix lashmi hasra. So back to the case of Gid Anosha. So why would Reb Yehuda say you're chayiv at all? So ela pshita b'basachas u'basra achas. It must be that you're eating both of them at one time. And that's where he says you're chayiv one. So, 1 second. So uman tanakama. So who is the tanakama that says you're chayiv two? You ate both Gid Anoshas at one moment. So ilay me rabbanan the pligele de sumchis. If it's the rabbanan, so hashta umahas on the gufin machlokin pati rabbanan. So in our case of Osef Espinel, where it's gufin machlokin their pater, you only chayiv one hachalokal shekain. So surely by Gidan Asha, where it's considered one guf, okay, it's two gids, but it's one guf. Surely you should only be chayiv one. So who's the tanakama? Say elalav sumchisi. Next raya. So it must be sumchis, and sumchis says even by one guf you're chayiv two malkios. Isn't that a raya? So, just to answer low, la'olam b'zechar zeh v'rabbanan. Again, no, maybe this Tanakama, even my Gid Anosha is b'zechar zeh. And it's the shita of the rabbanan, no raya to sumchis. V'hai Tana, but how could that be then? We're back to the kashas. Rabbi Yehuda, if it's b'zechar zeh, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say that's hasra safik? No. There's another later Tana out there that says Rabbi Yehuda holds hasra safik is shema hasra. And that's what this price is going like. V'haytana, savalaki idach tana de Rabbi Yehuda, tam asra asravik shema asra. Like the other tana of Rabbi Yehuda who says that asra asravik is shema asra, as the price is, you know, we could just run through these three lines. The Tanya, do you a favor. Los asir mimenu ad boker, benos mimenu ad boker, ba'ish tisrofu. The raya from about asra asravik here is from the what was left out. The Tanya, the Brisa says, by Nosar, one is not allowed to leave over part of a carbon. If one leaves over part of a carbon, but Eish Tisrofu, they have to burn it. Ba HaKasav, Litin Aseh, Achalos Aseh, Lo Amashin Lokan Alav, Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, why don't you get Malkus by Nosar? It's a lava nitak laseh. Fine. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Lo Menashemu Zeh, Elamishim Dehavi Le Lav Sheim Ba Maisa, V'chol Lav Sheim Ba Maisa, In Lokan Alav. It's a Lav Sheim Ba Maisa. 1 second, Rabbi Yehuda, why do you have to give the reason of Lavanita Glase? Why can't you just say at every moment that I go over and say, don't leave over the carbon, don't leave over the carbon, you say, I have time, I have time, I have time, I have time. So you keep saying, I have time, so it's Hasra Asafik, because he really does have time. But he doesn't give that reason. It must be because he holds Hasra Asafik Shema Asra, and therefore he has to come up with the other reason of Lavanita Glase. Okay, this is huge, spend hours, Lavanita Glase, Lav Shema Maisa, but we'll stop here, just one Ha'ara, and that is Tosfos and Gittin, Daf Lama Gimel, just one more Ha'ara on the Nazir, talks about why is there ever Malkus on anything a Nazir does? Drinks wine, Lavanita, he could always be Shaul on his Nazirus. So there's always Hasra Asafik. Tosfos Gittin Lama Gimel. So Tosfos says, you have to go either by Rov or Chazaka. Rove Nazirim aren't Shoel, that's like future oriented, or there's a Chazaka right now that he's a Nazir. So that's enough for Hasra. Okay, either way. Fine, okay, again, Sunday, I don't think there'll be a Shir. If there is, you could check. Again, I would try, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do it, and if not, we'll pick up on Monday. Okay, get to start the new Perek.